Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sell or Die podcast, the global premier personal development and sales podcast on the planet. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling and my newest book, The Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, author of Sales in a New York Minute. We are interviewing leaders in business, sales, and personal development to give you the strategies it takes to make more sales and make more money.
Strategies that you can take out into the street and turn into money 1 minute after you hear them.
In a manifesto moment?
Well, no, more like in a New York Minute.
Oh, thank you to all the diehards out there supporting us with listens and five-star reviews.
Be a star on Sell or Die. Leave your own review. Come on. Go to your computer right now. Go to iTunes right now and write down, type down, talk down exactly how you feel about this podcast and how it might affect others.
All right. I want you to enjoy today's show. Take notes and tell us what you think on our Sell or Die Hard official Facebook group.
All right, let's get to it. It's time to sell or die.
And we're live. Our friends are here. Hey,
oh my
gosh. What's up?
I can see everyone. You are wearing goofy ass shoes.
No, we can't see you. Just because that green light's on your camera, we can't see you.
Oh. I see.
All right, let's introduce the show. So Facebook Livers, we're going to be doing our podcast on Facebook Live for you, so you get to watch what happens on Mondays.
Behind the scenes. Things you rarely see, but we're going to reveal them to you. For example, we don't wear pants.
What? I'm wearing pants.
Oh, so am I.
I'm wearing pants. Yeah. Okay. All right, so
hi.
Let's do it. Let's do our new intro.
Okay, cool.
Okay. No. Do you want me to go first?
Oh.
I'll go first. I don't care.
It's Motivation Monday. This is Sell or Die. We have just passed 2 million downloads, dudes and dudettes. It's a hell of a day. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote The Little Red Book of Selling, and I'm with my wifey.
I'm Jen Gittimer, and I wrote Sales in a New York Minute. What's up? Welcome to the show. Thank you for pressing play. We are so freaking glad you're here, because today is going to be another amazing episode.
And we have a subject for you today.
Yeah. So in order to get you to watch this on Facebook Live or to download the podcast, we came up with the most intriguing title ever and have given you an extremely big promise, which is when you're setting goals, here's the number one thing you should be thinking about.
Yeah, because what you're thinking about is writing shit down. Mm-hmm. And what we're thinking about is doing shit. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference between writing it and doing it.
There's like a bad day to set goals.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, don't set goals New Year's Eve. Don't set goals New Year's Day. Like, what is so special about January 1st? In my opinion, if you're setting your goals in January 1st, you're already behind.
Write this down. My birthday is February the 11th. Mm. I'm a size extra large in Ralph Lauren if you decide to go to the store. But more importantly, I look at January 1st as sort of the beginning of the next year. I have already achieved something. I set a goal for something in December. I achieve it by January 1st. And then I focus on what do I really want to accomplish in this year? And I set my goals by February the 11th, my birthday.
I love that. So you're on a calendar cycle of your birthday being your year.
Yeah.
You've chosen your year.
Exactly.
Not like some arbitrary Hallmark calendar
no.
date.
No. And I, you know, there are a lot of companies that give salespeople their plan.
Yeah.
You know, in January. And where did they get that increase? And the answer is they pulled it out of their ass in some accounting department. And you're given a goal to achieve somebody else's goal.
I used to be that person who gave out the goals.
But I want you to be your own goaler.
Hold on. And they were pulled out of our ass.
Yeah, exactly. And awesome Mike is here and Cynthia's
Mike,
here. And hello.
Cynthia, Peter. Hey, guys. Make sure you tell both your friends what we've got going on over here.
It's a big day.
Yeah.
It's a big, big day.
Yeah.
So
Okay, so we there's just, this concept. Oh, sorry.
We just passed 2 million downloads.
I mean, that is amazing. 2 yeah. million downloads. We have to get a cake.
Huh?
Well, we celebrate everything with a cake.
Yeah.
With a Suarez cake.
Oh, that's true.
Don't we?
Yeah, we do. Maybe we'll just get cupcakes this year. Everyone will get 2 million cupcakes.
And then there'll be 2 million pounds.
Yeah, on our ass.
So, okay. So we have this new concept here where we are sick of the sales emails. Are you guys like sick of the sales emails? I want to know, write in the comments, how many emails have you unsubscribed from in the past 5 days?
You know, I probably have unsubscribed from 100. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally. For some reason, people save my email address for a year and then dump on me when it's Cyber Tuesday,
it's so
Ash
freaking
Wednesday.
Ridiculous. Yeah. It's really ridiculous. Yeah. So,
we're taking a different approach.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
We're actually giving you something with no discount.
It's free.
Yeah. We're giving you something free on Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, free must be a magic word because Alex going, I can't keep up with it. There's too many people.
There's so many emails. All these people are opting into the free offer.
Right. We're going to have thousands of opt-ins to something where there's no discount. It's simply free.
That's right. It's just a gift.
Can you buy more at the end? Sure you can. But in the meantime, you're going to be given about, how many videos are there, Alex?
Four.
Like 4 videos? Okay. So there'll be about 30 minutes of sales information from 4 of my most vintage, most cool things I've ever written. You'll get them for free. They're yours to keep. And you don't have
to pay. And they're awesome. We hand selected them. They're really good videos. Alex is going to, he already did it. Look at that. Alex popped a link in there. If you want the freebie, go check it out.
At mykajabi.com.
There's no like hardcore sales pitch at the end of the free videos. The rest of the videos are there if you want to buy them. If you don't want to buy them, we're not going to email you because we have decided that this is truly a free gift. It's not like some like, buy now. You have 24 hours left. I hate that. It's so like, eek.
But you only have 23 hours right now.
Oh, man. All right. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about when you're setting goals, the number one thing you should be thinking about. You were talking about this morning. Maybe you can tell it. The thing that happened in the Jim Rohn seminar that you were at.
Yeah. Jim Rohn said, write down, it was like a 5-minute break in the seminar, write down everything you want to achieve for the next 5 years. And people did. And I mean, long lists of shit. And he said, put a check mark next to the stuff you think you can do this year. And everyone checked everything. I mean, it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. And so there's a law for that.
Yes.
I was introduced to this law by my wife, the great Jen Gittimer, and she told me all about this new law, which is added to my list of old laws.
I don't know if it's a new law.
In-laws and outlaws, of course.
I don't know if it's a new law. I think it's something that's been around for
150
a long
years.
Time, but it's called Parkinson's Law. And Parkinson's Law, and I'm going to read you the wiki definition, but Parkinson's Law is the adage that work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. Meaning, if you say it's going to take me 5 years to complete these things, it's going to take you 5 years to complete those things. If you say, like, here's something, I was working on something for one of my clients last night, and like, I could have spent 8 hours working on it. There is no doubt in my mind that I could have spent 8 hours working on it. But I don't really have 8 hours right now because I'm working my butt off. I have 10 working days prior to our vacation. And it just, those 8 hours didn't exist in my life. So I said, I'm going to spend the next hour. I sort of like tricked my brain. I'm going to spend the next hour and I'm going to get it all done. And guess what happened?
You didn't get it done.
Parkinson's Law. Work expands to fit the space you put it in. So I completed what I had at first believed was 8 hours of work in 1 hour.
All right, so keep this in mind, you guys. Most laws are bullshit. If you look at the law of attraction, it has become the biggest hunk of bullshit on the planet because it leaves out a very important word, value. The law of value attraction is a much more succinct definition of the process, number one. Number two, There is a law called Musselman's Law that was from Sergeant Bilko, You'll Never Get Rich, in the 50s. And they had this ugly guy named Doberman, Private Doberman, and he had a twin sister. And Bilko made up this law called Musselman's Law because he was raffling off a date with Doberman's sister that said, the uglier the brother, the prettier the sister. And he called that Musselman's Law. And it was funny as hell because the end of the show was, of course, Doberman in drag.
So,
but I want you to recognize that there are tons of laws out there that you have to look at and say, is this a real law for me?
So, right. And so I believe in this law. And I'll tell you what I did to complete 8 hours worth of work in 1 hour. I didn't personally complete it all. That's the secret.
Huh?
I know. So the work got done.
Oh, you gave it to somebody
but
else.
But I didn't personally complete it all because what we were talking about last week with Zone of Genius, I stood by my zone of genius and I said, these are the things where Jen's brain is needed. These are the things that can be delegated. And so I made a quick little Loom video. I sent it off to our amazing VAs who work at night. And I was on a Zoom call with them. And before I got off the Zoom call going over all of our tasks, they were done with the project that I needed to complete.
Cool.
It was freaking amazing because you know why? That was their zone of genius. So what I thought should take me 7 hours, the remaining work, only took them an hour because they were using their zone of genius. So work will fit into the vacuum you put it in. If you say this project is going to take me, if you say like, I'm launching a new venture and it's going to take me 3 months to launch, well then guess what? You're going to spend the next 3 months making no money trying to launch it. But if you say, I'm launching a new venture and I'm going to have it up and running before the end of the day, I can almost guarantee you that if it's an online business, you can have it up and running before the end of the day.
So the challenge is to take your thinking and reorient it to a speedier conclusion or a speedier outcome. And that way, you force yourself to be more productive. You force yourself to
get shit done. Do you know they sold 1,000 of those puppies in Canada already?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That's amazing. They're already doing a reprint in Canada. America, you people better catch up. Start buying the book.
And they're buying it in mass volume.
I know. It's just incredible. So, we sold, I think, more than 600 copies in the last like 24 hours, yeah. Just out of our office.
I'll tell you, the people who have read it up to this point in time totally love it.
Yeah.
I've gotten only amazingly positive feedback. And many people say, this is what I really need.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. no one has enough hours in the day to get shit done. But what they don't realize is everyone has the same amount.
Right.
It's how you focus it.
So, well, you have a strategy for this. When you make a list, you don't just make a list of the things you need to do.
Right.
You make a list with a second column. What's in that second column, babe?
Well, there's actually two more columns.
Oh,
how
okay.
much time is it going to take me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And when am I going to have this done?
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't know those two things, then there's no sense me putting this on the list.
So when you're setting your goals, you should have those two other columns in your file. How much time is this going to take me to do? When am I going to get it done by? And I bet if you write down all your goals for 2019, you're going to realize you can get them done in the first
days,
half
right.
of the year.
Exactly.
Literally.
But what you have to do is stop managing your time and start allocating your time. You break your day up into 30-minute segments and put something in there that you need to do. Put it on your calendar so that it becomes a reminder. And we're lucky we get reminders from Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can set alarms.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time for productivity is so streamlined right now in this world that it's just...
Scott says he bought a pack of 10 books. He's excited to get them.
Yeah,
Scott,
and they're signed. They're all
awesome.
Going to be autographed. They're all going to be autographed. So you can give away a signed book, and it's like bad breath. You
all right,
know,
the next person to share this with your friends...
Gets a signed copy,
so... Share it out and let us know in the comments that you have shared this stream.
And for those of you watching 2 days later, serves you right. It's Motivation Monday.
No,
it's
if you're watching the replay, very awesome. Thank you for being with us. Make sure you say #replay so we know you're here and we can acknowledge you.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You're like coming into our home,
but,
joining
the
our
great
party,
Scott Miller,
you
thank
know?
You very kindly.
Yeah. Yeah, I love
and,
that.
You know, shout outs I think are important.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. So there was something else we were going to talk about today. And
Muslim's law.
No, we talked about, well, you gave your spiel on that,
oh.
didn't you?
The uglier the brother, the prettier the sister. Come on, that's like a great, it's an amazing law from the 50s. And it.
Well, you know, Parkinson's law is from the 50s as well. I'm surprised you don't know it. Yeah.
No, I never.
Yeah. It's really interesting because I think that so often we say, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't do this because we don't have enough time.
I should have devoted a page to it in this book. Well, you know, I'm going to have to put a sequel out.
Yeah.
Called
yeah.
Getting More Shit Done.
Yeah.
that'll be the second edition of the book.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the
or
most
we could do like a free PDF thing for people who write reviews or something. But
you guys are aware in the studio that the video's frozen?
No, it's just our iPad that froze. The video's good. Yeah, we're fine.
Got it. Okay.
So, you know.
By the way, Frozen is a new movie. It set a record on Thanksgiving.
It's like a new old movie, though, isn't it? Like
no, it's Frozen 2. It's like the sequel to the little snowman.
Yeah. So, and Gabrielle, like, didn't want to see it. Peter's watching the replay. What's up, Peter? Except we are live right now. So if you are, like, watching us not from the beginning and in tune with us, then you might actually be watching us live.
Yeah.
So, Gabrielle wanted to go watch Frozen just so that
they can make fun of it or something.
She can make fun of it. And I have a feeling when she goes, she's actually going to like it.
Oh, she'll be crying. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah. So, okay. The reason this came up is because so many of you are saying right now, there's so little time before the end of the year. I can't make all my calls. I can't. Why is it so dark in our studio this morning? I don't know. Is it too dark for you, Ken? Well, you know, we have lots of lights going on here, so I'm not really sure. But
it's dark because
it makes me look
like
I have a suntan.
No, it's dark because your computer is on dark.
Oh, yeah. You might need to move up your brightness.
Exactly.
Peter is live. What's up? Rachel Berlin. What's up, Rachel? All right. The next person to share the stream out will get a free signed copy of Get Shit Done. Make sure you're sharing this out.
How do they know it's sharing it?
Well, see where it says one share? We would know when it goes to two shares.
Oh,
all right?
I see.
Yeah.
Aha.
Yeah. Scott Miller says, hi, Jeff. Joe Soto, our kids love... Hey, Joe! What's up,
kids Joe? Kids love the movie. That's cool.
Of course they did. It's probably an amazing movie. I mean, let's be real here.
Well, it did like $400 million in the first minute of the first day, so it
can't Scott just shared this out. Scott, you win another free copy. He just bought 10 books, though. So, Scott, if you want a different book... That's not Get Shit Done. Just
then you can
let
pay
us
for
know.
It like everybody else does.
No, no, let us know.
Oh. Yeah, whatever you want, Scott.
Oh, man. Happy Monday to you too, Rachel. So we're talking about Parkinson's Law. We're talking about getting shit done. Do you guys know what Parkinson's Law is? If you're watching this, let us know. Jeffrey brought up this new old law called Musselman's Law. That sounds pretty silly to me.
No, what I said is that many of the laws that exist... are not accurately written.
Okay, so let's debate this.
And
you
have to look at it from the perspective of, does this apply to me?
So let's debate this, because I disagree. So, okay. So you said law of attraction is not accurate.
Right.
Okay, I disagree, because I feel that if you put the law of attraction, LOA, into place in the way it was meant to be, then it is an accurate law. But so many people think, oh, I can just like... think things and they'll come true. That was not the original intention.
But that's the inaccuracy of it.
That's the secret. That's the movie.
It evolves over a period of time, and people have their own interpretation of it, and their own interpretation is bullshit. And I'm calling out all the quote experts and saying to them, look at the original. It's probably more accurate than yours. You can't redefine something that someone else already did. Be original.
Okay, so what you're saying is the new interpretation of the law may be incorrect, but the original intention of the law is correct.
Go back to Napoleon Hill and look at the law of attraction. That's all I'm saying. Because he said, if you put value out, people will come back to you with value.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what he said.
Yeah.
And I'm you know, my marketing law is I put myself in front of people that can say yes to me, and I deliver value first.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not looking to, and then they will come to me. No.
I don't think this is just about value, though, because if you have negative thoughts in your mind, like you're thinking, I can't make my quota this year. Well, guess what? You're going to attract not making your quota. Okay, because the brain can't really distinguish between yes and no. And so if you're saying like, I'm not making my quota, all it's hearing is I'm not going to do it.
Or it's too hard for me to do. Right. Or I don't have
and then you're
going to
attract
it.
But yeah. Or if you're fearful, like, I don't know if I can make my quota. Your brain still hears that as I can't make my quota. Whereas if you start giving yourself different thoughts and you change your mindset around it, like, here's what I need to do to be the person I need to be who is a $1 million seller. Okay. And you start thinking, asking yourself better questions and asking yourself, who do I need to become to be that $1 million seller? And think about it, like that $1 million seller is not thinking, I'm not going to make my quota this year. That $1 million salesperson is thinking, I'm going to get to 5 million this year.
You also have to say, okay, how am I going to do this? And what do I have to do in order to be able to make this happen? And how can I break that down so that I know what to do by the month, by the week, by the day, by the hour, so that I can actually not just manifest it, but actually make it happen.
Yeah, for sure.
And because the manifestation part of it is good to think about, but it's not good to make it happen.
But I think manifestation is real. We manifest shit all the time. I manifest parking spots at the mall all the time.
And how long did it take you to drive around the mall the other day?
Well, it didn't count because
it was
Black Friday.
Wait a second, don't give me a bullshit. Okay, but the bottom line.
Wait, hold on. I went in with the wrong thought. I went in thinking it's Black Friday. I don't think I can manifest like I usually do. That was legitimately my thought. And then it took me 30 minutes to find a parking spot. And normally, you can ask Gabrielle because she goes with me to the mall a lot. Normally, I manifest a spot and it is like 3 cars away from the door, under a light, with a wide space to get in and out. I always manifest the best spots.
Okie dokie. So,
I'm just saying.
That would be the law of parking spaces. Which
did I see Brian Kelm is here? Is that right? Hey,
yeah.
Brian, what's up? Brian is killing it in
cool.
our 7-figure sales formula group.
Cool.
No. Like, you issued out a challenge, and he's taking this challenge to heart,
cool.
man. Way to go, Brian.
So we have a couple things happening this week that are big for us. What's happening for you? What are you doing this week that's going to be different than all other weeks? Because today is different from all other Mondays. It's Cyber Monday.
We have a question.
What is it?
I can't read it. I can't see it.
What kind of sales goals
should we keep?
Yeah. And the answer is ones that will help you make more profitable sales, not just more sales.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you exclude the word profitable and you make a bunch of sales and you don't make any money, you're spinning your wheels. So try to make sales. First of all, look at your marketplace. Look at your existing customers. Ask yourself, can I get more business from my existing customer? Can my existing customer refer me to new business? So let's use your core first. And then, okay, if I maximize that, in my opinion, then where else can I go? Who else can I talk to? What else can I offer them?
Mm-hmm.
Simple. It's not really difficult.
No, it's not. And sometimes people have a really hard time coming up with that number. And you really need to make something that's both realistic and achievable, but also a little bit of a stretch so that you're pushing yourself and challenging yourself.
Agreed. I totally agree, Jen. And by the way, I agree with your whole thing on your challenge, because you can't challenge your wife and ever be right. That's another law.
I don't know.
That's the law of happy wife, happy life. That's the happy wife law.
All right, guys. Until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, her secretary. And I am challenging you to go out there and make something happen this week, because everyone else is going to be grumbling about the fact no one's there.
Yeah.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.